You're listening to Rumble in the Morning on FM 99. This is the news you missed. From the FM 99 studios in Chesapeake, here's Rick Rumble.
Yes, thank you once again, Kira O'Brien. The news you missed brought to you by Pitbull Tobacco and More with convenient locations in Norfolk and Virginia Beach. It's Pitbull Tobacco and More for locals by locals. You know, I wonder where we'll start this week with the news you missed. Perhaps Quito, Ecuador, or Colombo, Sri Lanka? No. Djibouti? No.
Let's go there.
If you guessed Washington, D.C., you're right.
Hey.
I can't help it. Special counsel into the Russian election interference probe, Robert Mueller, is said to be looking into President Trump personally on possible obstruction of justice charges. Yes, the commander in tweet responded on Twitter yesterday by tweeting, "You are witnessing the single biggest witch hunt in American political history." Nonsense, says the Justice Department. And by the way, do you know if you float? Witch hunt?
Because then he's a witch.
The Cosby case is now in the hands of the jury for a third straight day. Cosby's defense rested on Monday after only 6 minutes. Apparently, they gave up when none of the jurors would take a sip.
Oh, wow.
No.
World class!
Oh, man.
6 minutes. Well, I don't think they're going to drink it. No. I don't think they're going to. All right, we rest. In business news, shares of Harris Teeter were down 19% in the second quarter of the year. However, experts say they're still a dollar higher than shares of Kroger.
Always.
Everything. Speaking of stocks, Snapchat's stock dropped 5% yesterday, although it didn't seem so bad because the loss looked a lot like a cartoon puppy.
Oh, yeah,
a big tongue.
Open your mouth.
Consumer alert. Trader Joe's has recalled their granola over fears of listeria. Centers for Disease Control issued a statement saying that if you have accidentally eaten some of the tainted cereal, it is probably the best tasting listeria you've ever had. Because even bacteria tastes better at Trader Joe's.
It's true.
It's true. It's good stuff, man.
I believe it.
In other health news, a new study says that eating fried potatoes only twice a week doubles your chance of dying early.
Twice?
Twice a week.
Uh-oh.
No. Fake news, screamed McDonald's.
Right.
And the CDC reports this week that teen vaping rates are down, as well as teen douche rates.
Wow, I saw that.
Pretty good stuff.
Yeah. Related story.
Yeah. And then finally this morning, what we were talking about before, according to the Washington Post, 7% of American adults think that chocolate milk comes from brown cows.
Oh. Unbelievable.
Post went on to report, you don't want to know where they think we get mayonnaise from. Every week, stories of all kinds. Moo? Make up the news, and so do I. For the news you missed on FM 99, I'm Rick Rumble.